This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. People have always come here to escape cold, gray weather, and who knows what else. Irene Williams came to South Beach from a town outside Boston and swore off anything resembling a drab color. She flaunted her colors up and down Lincoln Road for about 40 years. Eric Smith made the documentary short, Irene Williams, Queen of Lincoln Road. His photos and some of the many hats she made are up at the Jewish Museum of Florida, FIU, until Wednesday. And one other voice you hear in this interview is the director of the museum, Susan Gladstone. Do you remember the first time you saw Irene Williams?
I was living in New York, and I used to come down to South Beach for a quick weekend getaways. And I used to spend my afternoons on Lincoln Road. One day I noticed this little old woman dressed in hot pink. And then I noticed the next day, lime green. And then the next day in orange. And then at that point, I thought, I want to meet this person. And the lovely thing is that I had a small video camera on me at the time. I actually have recorded our very first meeting.
And that was January 25th, 1995.
Yes.
That right?
Yeah, there was a timestamp on the camera that I didn't turn off, which is great.
What's your name?
Irene Williams.
Hi, Irene. How long have you lived in South Beach?
Over 20 years.
What
really?
Kinds of clothes drew you to her? Yeah. Can you describe some of that?
Bright colors from head to toe, from the hats to the shoes to the bag to the umbrella to the glasses and all the accessories, made out of terry cloth, out of fake fur, out of all these kind of wacky fabrics that she customized. They were all handmade and one of a kind. And pretty do-it-yourself, not like haute couture, but in her own way, made with a lot of skill.
And with no patterns, she says.
But I don't work with a pattern.
All by instinct.
Mm-hmm. I do it by instinct.
Oh, really? Even better.
Can you just describe there's the scene. I think it's the first day that you met her. She's wearing
the avocado outfit. So she had this outfit that was made out of avocado fake fur. I think there was a bag, a coat, and a hat, and maybe some other little accessories.
Would you believe it? I wanted this material, and the only place I could find it was in the bathroom accessory department.
So the hat was made from a commode cover or toilet seat cover. And she turned it into her hat. I was just interested in her more visually. And when she started to talk and I saw the creative, funny person inside, I just thought, oh, there's someone in here that I'd like to get to know better. So I invited her to tea the next day. And that started a 10-year friendship. About a month or two after we knew each other, I shared with her about being gay. And she goes, oh, that's great. I thought so. She, you know, had an awareness about her.
How old were you the first time that you saw her? And how old was she?
I must have been 38.
And she and how old was she?
You know, I never asked her age when I met her. And after about 5 years of knowing her pretty well, I said, Irene, how old are you? And she looked at me very sternly and she said, that's a question you just don't ask somebody. So at that point, I kind of promised myself that I would not talk about her age.
But you did find out how old she was.
I did. I have to confess here on public radio that at one doctor's visit, I did peek at her file to look at her date, but I never told her and I never shared her age. But recently, when I realized that it was going to be the centennial of her birth, I thought, okay, I think it's okay to talk about her age. She was in her late 70s when I met her.
Part of the exhibition includes a series of framed complaint letters. Who are they to, and what was she complaining about?
Irene would travel and take these package tours. So maybe the letter was to Greyhound. And what she would do if she had a problem, she would go to the library and she would find out who the president of Greyhound was, what their address was, and what their slogan was. So she would start off the letter to the president and say something like, Greyhound takes you across America. And then she would go in her next sentence and say, not so fast. And then go into her complaint. And the thing that I love about these letters is that she's very articulate. She's to the point. She doesn't hold back. But she also can, like, criticize and compliment in the same letter. And then I love the responses that these companies actually responded.
From the perspective of a museum and putting them on display, they're the actual typed letters. And they're actually on the old onion skin style typing paper. And it was very important to us when we were framing them to preserve that quality. So to make it look like the letter was floating in the frame, and so you could actually see the ridges and the edges of this beautiful old paper on which everything was typed, because she was a stenographer.
And they really are very well written letters.
Yeah. And she's all self-taught. I mean, one of my favorites is there's just a little invoice. She had, being a freelance secretary before computers, many people would come down for the winter and still want to engage in business, and they would hire a freelance secretary. So Orson Welles was one of those people that hired her to do some of the secretarial work while he was in town for something he was doing. And she invoiced his secretary, and there was a little note in there that reveals something like, she says, all I can say is I've never worked for someone so difficult, and I'm released. I feel like I'm released from bondage. So, you know, they're just lovely little kind of historical quips in there as well.
You know, she wasn't, as you can sort of tell from the complaint letters, she wasn't necessarily the easiest going person in the world. And you said there were times when you actually kind of wanted to walk away.
Yeah.
Why was that? And why didn't you? Why did you come back?
Irene had a very strong sense of what was right. And people make mistakes. People, you know, aren't perfect. And I always say, in Irene's ball game, it was one strike and you're out. but I'm not like that. I work it through. That's one of the things that made our friendship strong, is that I didn't abandon her. And I think a lot of people did walk away from her because she told people what she thought and she wasn't afraid to do that. But it kept people at a distance and it kept people away often. It was just like, Irene, just, you know, take a breath, you know. This isn't the end of the world. That the museum decided to take these artifacts from Irene's life, they're going to preserve an important story, you know, an important life that is in South Beach.
Eric Smith made the documentary short Irene Williams, Queen of Lincoln Road. You can see that and photos plus her many complaint letters,
some of which are very entertaining,
at WLRN.org. The exhibit at the Jewish Museum of Florida in South Beach is up until Wednesday. This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.